don't know what kind of trouble Courtney is trying to stir up on the POR social media.
What'd you post now?
Which one? The alien one?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, the alien one, Courtney.
What is it?
It's a National Alien Abduction Day.
Oh.
So I just wanted to know if anyone had alien encounters, because when I did an app a while ago that was the alien, you would track, like, different people would be like, oh, I was here, and I saw these lights in the sky and all this stuff. Mm. There were a lot in Maine, so I've heard that Maine has one of the highest rates of seeing aliens. Stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're crazy.
Any stories of being probed by the aliens and used as an experiment?
I'm expecting random phone calls this morning of people's, you know, alien abduction stories. Yeah. Which, by the way, 792-9767.
Yes.
792-WPOR. We
I'm
are ready.
I'm also expecting lots of inappropriate jokes about Mexican people.
Oh, God. I know. I tried to word it so no one could say anything rude, but, you know.
Trust me, they'll twist it back.
Mm-hmm.
We mean off the planet Earth aliens.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, like, X-Files kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, take me to your leader. We are here for peace.
What's that movie where it's the group of friends? It's like a true story. Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky.
Yeah. That's disturbing.
That's a good one.
I might watch that today, actually.
You know what? Yeah, let me know where it's streaming, because I'd watch it today.
That's a good one. I mean, and apparently it's a true story. What, the guy disappeared from a truck or whatever, and his friends all were like, where'd you go? And then he comes back, and he's
what
all
happened?
Weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, creepy.
I like the alien abduction stories that are more like Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live. Remember they used to do that bit?
The one with her and Ryan Gosling.
With Ryan Gosling. And she would get abducted by the aliens.
That kills me. I might post a link to that in the comments.
Yeah, so I can because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
So funny, dude. One of the best SNL skits of all time.
Yeah, and there's a lot. Like, Ryan Gosling is dying laughing. Like, trying not to
He's die. Like, serious. He's like, these hillbilly people from and he's like, and then the aliens took me up in their spaceship. And they were, it was just magical to look into the spaceship.
Ugh.
And then the Kate McKinnon girl comes on and she goes, yeah, that wasn't that way for me. So, and then she goes
so
into these, oh my God, it's so funny.
Ripping a butt.
Yeah, she's like, and then they started probing me, all of them at the same time. Hey, I've had worse Wednesday nights. Like, she starts going through the whole thing. It's very
funny.
Oh
my God.
I'd love to know if anybody seriously has an abduction story. I was abducted.
That would be, I mean, I would love to hear that, but
I always
have a little doubt in your mind, you know?
A little doubt?
Just
you're,
a little.
You're both part, I know Courtney is part of that strange Maine Facebook group, right?
Yeah.
So there are lots of pictures of, you know, and videos of lights in the sky, and people say they see weird things and everything, but, you know, an actual encounter with
an
alien.
Being taken on the craft.
I do not expect a legitimate phone call from anyone today with that story.
I'd take a made-up story, honestly.
I would take a good made-up story just for fun.
And Courtney would believe it, too.
Yeah. I'll suspend belief for that.
How about you get the ChatGPT to write a story about three morning radio DJs named John, Joe, and Courtney who get abducted in the middle of their morning show by an alien?
Write a
named
story.
Ralph.
Should I make it a screenplay so we can act it out?
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to do a good alien.
What is that? Is that John Spring Boinger again?
Yes.
I've been probed.
Oh, God. Okay.
It all works.